Headphones. Gonna Hello, in picking in action. Don't tell me that. Don't tell me that. Am I still cutting out? I'm away from the Faraday cage. I couldn't find a competent piece of software. I still haven't found a competent piece of software to build a character on, and it makes me want to die. No, that's okay. I just couldn't believe, like, I tried to log, like, last night I was like, oh, I'll go on D&D Beyond. And then it just is like log in with like four different things. And I was like, don't I have an account? God, can't it just take my fucking email? Why do I have to log in with Apple or whatever? And then I logged in to make a character on there. And it's like, oh, yeah, you don't own anything. So, like, you get one subclass per. And I was like, I kind of wanted to use more complicated shit than like this single player core subclass. So then I was like, oh, now I have to wait until I get home to make a character. And then I did, and then it's like Orc Pub, whatever fucking character creator does not let me export. I can't PDF it and I can't save it. So I have a character that I'm just hoping the browser doesn't refresh. I've exported all of the pages of it to local, so I have the character. But incredibly annoying. I'm glad I went with the less homebrewy character because I was debating between two and I was like, well, I'll do this one. To do something more homebrewy would have been fucking actually suicidal. It was. Same. Allegedly. It wouldn't let me save or edit custom backgrounds. I wanted to change a single proficiency. It wouldn't let me save or edit custom backgrounds, so I just had to homebrew the normal, like I had to click the homebrew button to normally override normal proficiencies. Orc pub. I don't think so. I think I opened Dungeon Master's Vault and then it wouldn't let me log in because I don't know, passwords are difficult or whatever. Okay, so that is probably what is currently happening. I had all my old Orc Brew files. Well, my character exists in an ephemeral state right now. It won't let me print or export the character, so it only exists on the web page. I have exported every page of the character to a PDF, so should it randomly refresh, I have backups. But we got there. We got there, you know. What do you mean? What's wrong with it? Do you know what I asked it to do? Do you know what I asked it to do? I asked it because my character is kind of like a shadowy guy. So I asked it to have like a today as like a piece of paper being like, oh, like open to like a note being passed. And then it did it, and I was like, I asked to do it in a fantasy setting, and it did it. It also picked, like, the right hand is a dude's hand that's hairy, and the at the very least, it's hairy with regular size nails, and then the left is a smooth-skinned, no-hair, long-nailed hand, and I'm like, whatever. So then I was like, all right, whatever, whatever. So then I sent one of the original Yeen pictures, and I was like, can you do it in this art style? And then it didn't do it. And it just changed the today font to be the today font in the other one. And I was like, no, 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 regenerate the whole image in this art style. Then it made the hand sickly green and added the foot. And I was like, whatever. Fuck. It didn't change the art style at all. It just literally, I guess if Barnaby, the yin is behind the hand. So that I get three tries. And if Gemini doesn't get it in three tries, We've added new lore to the story, so it's so fucking stupid. Thought so. Sure. You'll see making his way a small gnome. I imagine each of you would have had some sort of interaction with the gnome. He's very personable. But he is always have his nose in his book. And right now he also has his nose in his book, writing things down, generally observing. This is Doug Donahue. I don't know. See, now if you ask that, if I picked the other class, I'd be mad. But Doug Donahue is a rogue. Room. Doug will quickly move the grass off of the book, glance around, and then write something in the book. Just keep walking. I think that makes sense. Doug's chilling for now. Did I see the two go for the puffs? Is there something visible to Doug? Well, I mean, Doug is reading and writing. This is Doug's notebook. Yeah, this is Doug's notebook. So he is looking for things to write down. Yeah, Doug will have made a note about them and also a note of the time that they left and is gonna keep an eye on them coming back. As far as the commotion from the mist, after he's done writing all of this down, he's gonna try to find someone that looks like they know what they're talking about with regard to the mist. Like, people are freaking out. Doug doesn't know what the hell the mist is. Does anyone seem like calm or authoritative? Perfect. Doug will go to the back. He'll take a look at the guy. He'll flip through his book. What's this guy's name? Rimson, you have lots of expertise in, and I'll name something that I know he has expertise in. I guess you have lots of expertise in this caravan and its goings on. Do you know what's going on with the mist? Do you think I could speak with Chuck? I'm sure I'll fit. Fireball. What's that one saw blade spell from Pathfinder where you've spawned like a bunch of saw blades and he's just fucking. No, I, towards the person running away from you. Beheading Buzzsaw, yeah. Sure, try. Yes, they did a good job of getting rid of most. At least it exists in the system. It's not like make a rock saving throw. They're like, I got a 17 for the deck save, or yeah. Yes. This determines if we all die. One, what was it? How badly do we die? Not yet. Me show you how it's done. No, you can roll. What do we get with the heroic inspiration?
Oh.
Doug will say, wait. And he's like checking his pockets and he like looks around. He starts looking through the soft ground and you notice him grab his book and you see in gold lettering on the front it says the Doug Cyclopedia, 5th edition. And he quickly puts it in his pocket.
Doug will notice him not walking towards her and just be like, thumbs up, like, good call. Just two. And what was this woman's name again? You have a better role. I took expertise in perception and then I didn't realize how low it would be. How do we know which mushrooms to follow and which will kill us? No, I meant follow. But Then we'd follow him. I would like to, in that case, hold on, hold on. No. In that case, I would like to add a comment before they do, and say, honestly, he talked to Chuck. He's part of the guard. I think if we're getting through this with anyone, it's these two. And I would like to help whoever decides to make the check. Doug will make wide eyes to both of them and then write in his Doug Cyclopedia. Is the fifth edition. The fifth edition. It's not the fifth volume. The what? Oh. Have a decent investigation. I will roll investigation then. How does it even break down? Like, my highest is a +7, and I have expertise because I'm a rogue. That's crazy. And I thought I picked something broken. I guess we'll have to see if it is if it's in combat, or at least mildly annoying. I avoided picking something that seemed almost explicitly broken, but I also don't know. No, it's just a subclass. There's no complicated synergy. I literally looked at a subclass and I was like, damn, that seems really strong. Like advantage, I'm really trying to hammer advantage in this because we don't get it in Pathfinder. Yes. Yeah, I guess Chuck didn't really describe if these things were harmful or not. He also flipped through the Dug Cyclopedia. He also not a big fan of bran cereal. I don't have much on the guy, so anything can help here, I guess. That's how I found out. Wouldn't touch this stuff. Yes. Stealthy. This gives us a plus 10, if I recall correctly. Why did I even get expertise in stealth? What the hell's the point? Because you have disadvantage. 30. They're like stealth checks don't matter. Just give them the whole thing. Just give them all of it. Realistically, out here, the sun could bake us alive in seconds. Doug will glance back at Aaron and be like, no, I'm just kidding. And then you'll see him flip, and there's like a really big sun on one page, like a drawing. And it says, "Big scary sun will bake you," and he like flips really quickly. Your name? Is he a plant? Oh, Doug is so ready. Proud cloak. Proud cloak. Broad cloak sounds like you're calling her fat. What does Mrs. Longbelt think of this? Twenty-three for Mr. Donahue. Do you want to watch her die or do you want to save her? Hundred. Oh, shit. Ooh, 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 ooh. Doug's gone. Doug Donahue. Doug Donahue, delegate of the delightful Doug Cyclopedia. Has a small hat. Small leather hat. It's like tetrahedral. No. Owner of the Dimsdale Dimmadome?
Hell yeah. Doug will look smaller. The Darklings are smaller, I'm guessing, than the Red Cap. Doug will walk up to the Darkling, and Doug will attack with his very water-themed rapier. It's like a little wavy. There's like ships on the handle. Plus six. Nice. Let's go. Eight. You guys see the look on Doug's face? It looks the same as when he's writing in the Doug Cyclopedia. You can really t you really understand he's taking a mental note. And then he'll turn and he'll look at Egan and Mango, and he'll look at the Red Cap. To clarify, the Red Cap is a gnome with a mushroom on its head or something else? Doug will point out to Mango and Egan, of course, it's a big red target, and use the help action as a bonus action to give advantage on the red cap. Oh, what the fuck? Okay, cool. Nine. How bad do we die? Oh, I'm gonna roll it. God damn it. Okay.
So many questions. How is that inspiring? We're gonna die. I guess. She's going first. No. The encyclopedia has what's happened, not what's going to happen. Yeah, Doug's kind of pissed. This guy's got a Titan form. What's the third one called? Oh. Eat him. Oh, what? What? What?
You do.
No. Doug gave him advantage. Yeah. I think let me. I mean, almost certainly, yes. Yeah. Unfortunate. What did Doug do? Oh, okay. What are the flanking rules? Each of them has advantage on melee attack rolls against that enemy. When a creature and at least one of its allies are adjacent to an enemy and on opposite sides or corners of the enemy's space, they flank that enemy, and each of them has advantage on melee attacks. Oh, me. More lobster hands. Two. Someone randomly gets people hands. Becomes lobster. I just feel like there was an easier way to get back at Josh for the TPK than killing all of us, you know? Woo! Okay, so Doug needs one charge up round, but he has an ability that allows him to kill everyone that is hostile. And I'm definitely, don't put this in the paper, I'm definitely not mad that there is now difficult terrain where Doug was gonna run up and flank the red cap even harder. Don't st Doug was definitely not gonna do that, but what Doug will have to do now is he'll have to use a new class feature. He'll have to use a class feature that they added. I don't know why they gave this to rogues. Steady aim? Where is it? So, as a bonus action, Doug can give himself advantage. So long as he hasn't moved and doesn't move on this turn. So Doug will give himself advantage on Darkling 1 and hope that he can just kill him in one hit. Because otherwise, Doug is actually, I think, dead. Actually, fuck, I had the stupid hands. Yeah. Jesus Christ. Okay, there's a 14 hit Darkling one. Oh. How many? So I'm rolling 3d6 plus. Three? Yeah. 14 points of damage to Darkling One. I'm a bit of an improviser. That's what Doug will say with this free action. Steady. Correct. I have to use an action? Or do I? Okay. At the end of the. Yeah, I know. They're dismissed. Get them the fuck off my hands. Ha. Six. Regan.
Well, I just.
Yeah.
It misses. Seven. Doug. My eyes are backwards. My eyes are backwards. Doug. Doug is going to, because he is low on health, Doug is going to waltz over to here, which seems reasonably safe, right? I mean, he thought he was safe in his other area, but now he has goat eyes. And Doug, even with his goat eyes, pulls out. And he's flipping through the Doug Cyclopedia, and he's just like, let me see, that guy's legs are backwards, and that guy's legs are backwards. And he'll point out the two Darklings, who I just looked up photos of, have the backwards goat legs. Be like, aim for the legs, it'll be easier to take them out. And he'll use the help for his action and his bonus action and grant advantage on Darkling 3 and Darkling 2. far as I can tell. The small ones are, I guess. The lings. Maybe you're looking at just darks. Yeah, no, see, their legs are backwards. Woo, 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 woo. I don't know. I don't really care that much about perception and not being able to be flanked. Doug will let it ride. Doug will let it ride. Maybe he'll keep these eyes after combat, and being immune to flanking is kind of big. Four for the D10. Doug got 11. Lovely. Will write it down. Well, get him off it. Get that thing here. Let me open this. Let me open this up. Well, we want that for other people, I guess. Keep him on death's door, then, I guess. Don't let death is bang. Let me. No. It's just an... Well, because I was typing Doug and I was like Douglas, and I was like, his name's not Douglas, his name is Doug. But if Doug is short for his first name, then Donahue has to be short for his last name, which is Donald Hugh. I entered that and I thought it was funny like fucking 30 minutes ago. I didn't expect anyone to look at it.
Ooh, my favorite part.
Eight. question. Is this magic? Perfect. Wait, what save was this? Oh. How do these things happen? Doug had advantage, so he got a five. I know. Doi, do, do. Let me pull a spell up. Nine. Nice. Oh. Kill. Doug will move. With my wavy rapier. Yes. Yes, we kill him. We overkill him. This is too many. We kill him so hard. Let me roll the die so we can see how bad he would have died. Oh, and it's only the dice multiplied. I went from a billion points of damage. That's Doug's turn. That's how he rolls. Sides. One. Fries are good. Yeah. Chips are sometimes. I forgot who that was.
Nice. Very nice. Doug is the tank. Doug is the tank, but for effects. True. Is this magic? Is this saving against magic? Who would even, why would, it doesn't even matter. It's a wisdom save. 11. Why do gnomes get this? Gnome cunning, advantage on int, wiz, and ka saves against magic. Kills instantly.
Perfect. Yeah, what the fuck? Chuck's not short for Chuckless Donald Hugh. My brother lied to us. Woo! I had 4 HP the second half of that path. Confusion's a fourth level spell. Confusion. Oh, the specific one? Because this says, I guess the confusion spell. Oh, this is free basic rules. Oh no, this is. That makes sense. Understandable. It's like quite crazy. Like it's out of combat, I guess. It's ridiculous because the alternative in Pathfinder is also not bad as far as just keeping a cantrip up, but it's a plus one and then you're immune for an hour. So you can't just spam plus ones. This one is plus a D4 and just spam it. Give them disadvantage. I don't know. First level fighter. Yeah. No. Oh no. You know what? That's actually, we have a blind spot for how OP it is. Because you could just cast it on everyone on your team and be like, I don't know, whatever the next skill check you roll, add a D4 to it. Sure. Like. That also means. Mastery. Thank you. I'm still plotting on a Pathfinder version of that. I'm planning on. No. I found a Pathfinder 10,000 effects, but the story is important because it has to be continuous. So I'm trying to remember what even happened, and then have that. Well, the back. We'll see. Maybe the back falls off in the sequel, but I'm toying with ideas of how to get four commoners a bag of wands again. Okay. Maybe. Sure. Maybe.